Welcome to R&Co Talk Radio, where beauty icons and influencers, thought leaders, salon owners, trendsetters, and more take the spotlight.
R&Co Talk Radio.
Welcome to R&Co Talk Radio. I'm Allison Alhamed, and I'm so excited to share that we are back with major news. We are inviting the R&Co Network of Salon Owners to our upcoming business excursion. We're talking 3 days of intense business education, incredible networking with the best in beauty, and if you've ever joined us at excursion before, you know we also like to have a lot of fun. So in the next 30 minutes with our CEO, Tev Finger, he shares what you can expect from us this October if you're able to join us at a world-class resort in Key Largo, Florida. He's also going to share some insight into the curriculum that we've built out for you. And this is not just the content that we think you'll care about. We've designed a curriculum that directly addresses the content that you said you want and need from us at our next business excursion. So very excited about that. If you'd like more information, if you want to learn more about the Ocean Reef Club in Key Largo, where we'll be this October, please visit us at rnco.com/excursions, where you'll also be able to reserve your spot and request more information. Hope to see you there. So October 14th, we are kicking off 2022 business excursion for luxury brand partners. Really exciting because this is my first excursion where I am a member of the LBP fam. So really excited about that. It's been cool to be a part of these meetings, learning about the curriculum, learning about all the different business themes, and getting owners excited. For anyone that hasn't attended a business excursion in the past, what is on the table? What can they expect? Why are they called excursions? And what makes this one different?
Okay, good question. Their name excursion is really just to get out of your comfort zone and kind of make a trip somewhere. And, you know, a little bit like an expedition or excursion. We could have called it expedition. Either one would have worked. The idea is that you leave your salon and you go on a little bit of a trip and a journey. And in that journey, you hopefully will learn some really great business techniques. And I'm going to talk about that, I'm sure, at some point as we speak more. But the business techniques are going to be grounded in questions or situations that we've asked salon owners for what are their problems. So we build curriculum to fit that. So that's kind of the first thing. The second piece, and they're not in any specific order, is networking. You know, I think a huge part of, you know, being a great salon owner and leader is to network so that, A, you can learn from other salon owners. And by the way, you can learn good and bad. You know, a salon owner may have a bad experience and that helps you from not making the bad experience. And a salon owner may deploy a really cool way that they pay their stylists. And that's something you can learn from. So we find that when people go to a destination and it's generally just not the way it works out, because there's only, say, 50 or 60 salons that could be there, it's probably not going to be the salon across the street from you. Just mathematically, it's probably not going to be that. So salon owners are a lot more open to sharing information when it's not their competitor on the same block as them. So the learning really happens. There's just like this great transference of learning, both from the modules that we teach, that we've created, but also the learning from the other salon owners, which is part of networking. So like the networking kind of does two things. You learn, but then also, you know, the world's in a tough place and time, you know, the economy is a little bit down and coming off the heels of COVID. So it's important that people meet other people in their industry so they can learn, so that they don't feel like what's happening is just happening to them. That's probably the better way of putting it. So the learning is one part of how to do things, but then the other is just a sense of knowing that it's not just you that's facing all these problems. And what you'll be kind of blown away to see when you join an excursion is that really a lot of the problems you face are the same kind of problems everyone else is facing. And I think that makes people feel a little bit better. So those are two pieces. The third piece is, look, R&Co is in business with salons and we're your partner. And so I think it's really good business measure to meet. We've done everything in Zoom calls for so long, but the reality is if you have partners in your business, you should meet them face to face. And so there's a two-way street to that. So for R&Co, for us, I think it's really important that myself and Dan and you and the whole Todd and the whole R&Co team and Katie and everybody sits down with salon owners face to face and spends, you know, a solid 3 or 4 days together to get to really understand what's going on more than just a topical Zoom call. The other part of that is where the salons get to spend time with their partners in business as well, because we, you know, we're a product line and they should be able to tell us what's going on off the record or on the record, whatever it is, but there's just a little bit more of an intimate setting. So that's kind of the third thing, is meeting your partner in business, which we believe are in partners with salon. And then the fourth thing is to have fun. You know, I think that we've got to be dual tracked in almost everything in this world. The world's kind of changed a lot. It moves much faster than it's ever moved before. And in that speed, we've had to become multitaskers. And because really it's hard for salon owners to just go away for 3 or 4 days. But if you go away for 3 or 4 days, still have fun, get energized, and meet other people, learn from those people, and then get this awesome content, which really speaks to your problems that you brought up and gave to us, then I feel like you're actually like really getting your bang for your buck on this trip. So that's kind of like what excursion. Now, we've done a lot of these. These have been going on for years and years and years. I've been a part of a lot of different companies, as you know, that we've started from scratch and built. And I've always kind of done this excursion thing with our teams. And I've loved it personally. It's very rewarding for me. You know, I can get all the information in the world from our own sales team and our education people and stuff like that. But there's nothing better in the world than sitting down, having dinner with a salon owner, and then just kind of telling you what's up. And trust me when I tell you, salon owners, I don't know if it's just me, maybe it's the cologne I'm wearing or my choice of suit jacket. I don't know, but people are brutally honest with me. They just really tell me everything. And the good thing is I want to hear it because I actually don't see problems the same way other people see problems. I see problems as things that I need to fix and address to make things better. And so I kind of welcome issues and problems. And then of course we get some really, always, you get very sweet and kind salon owners that are super grateful and happy and nice and just positive. So you get a really good mix. I absolutely love it. And of course, there's always great laughs. Every excursion, there's some really just funny moments that happen. And that's part of life, learning, laughing and growing and everything. So that's what excursions are.
It's so exciting. Like I'm super pumped about it. I can't wait to hang out with you and tell you all my life's problems and see how you can help me. I have a feeling that you're going to be pretty good.
To my calendar. I'm sick that week. No, I'm kidding.
In addition to just like the anecdotes that salon owners tell you, you know, following different social media threads, the movers and shakers in the industry, like you're listening on all fronts. We also did some compelling research to really kind of pull the network and see what is the overall state of the industry? What are the biggest issues that salon owners today are facing? And that really helps shape the curriculum that you're planning to share at Excursion.
That's kind of spot on. I mean, we basically really pooled for information, like data collecting on what in the last 6 months, this is what we've been asking. And we went to a lot of salon owners. We were like, what are the key problems that you're facing? And try and be as detailed as possible. So they really came in 5 buckets. I'm going to go on the 2 buckets that are the smallest right now, which were marketing and retailing. So I'm not going to spend a ton of time on those. But as an example, I'll give you one from each. On the marketing side, they had questions on, can you give us advice on impactful salon marketing that we can do? I was kind of surprised. I expected a lot more questions on the marketing side. Another one on the marketing side was commission salons. We represent product lines in a way that we should. Maintaining a creative edge in the time of social media. Those are the kind of questions that we were getting on the marketing side. Then on the retailing side, a lot of the retailing questions are stuff that we hear over time are similar. It's not like a lot of them are changed, but there are some new things. And out of stocks, that's more of a question to like, you know, what's going with all the out of stocks? And so it's explaining how that happens and why that's happening. Hopefully that's mostly been fixed by now. Retail 101, we still get a lot of salons that want to know the basics of retailing and finding creative ways to incentivize stylists to actually retail. And that's still a question that's been going on for a long time. Cash flow, how to be able to create more cash flow so that they can actually sell more. And then helping clients understand why buying retail from us is actually important. Those are the 2 kind of categories I would say are the 2 that we're not going to focus on as much right now and on this call, because that actually got the least amount. It's like they were on the radar, but they were the least amount on the radar. The 3 areas that got a lot of attention, and I would say number 1 was staffing. And that's unusual for me. I've been doing this my whole life. From time to time, we would always kind of do this kind of poll or solicit information. And retail, I remember, was the number 1 at one point. If I go back like 10 years ago, it was all about retail. Now, like the number 1 zone is staffing. And right behind it is profitability. And then number 3 behind that is education. But I'm going to really focus for a second on just staffing and profitability. So it's not a surprise to me that those are the 2 areas that there's a lot of questions on. And generally, when those pop up there, there's a lot of problems there. And, you know, what did we just come off of the last, you know, 3 years now is COVID. And so staying at home for a lot of salons, they weren't allowed to actually open. Some salons were closed for like a long, long time. So I'm assuming a lot of the stylists that worked in those salons left and went elsewhere. So this was like ravaging to an industry to have something like a pandemic. Then that happens, you lose stylists and then you have to get new ones. And there's, we all know, you can't just like go to Amazon Prime and have a new stylist show up to your house. It doesn't work like that. You've got to groom them, teach them your way. You know, there's a lot of education that's involved. So the second problem that comes in is in that process, which takes time, you're not making the money you used to make. And so there's a lot of questions that are coming in on staffing and profitability. So those are the two areas I think we're going to really zone in, I think, on a lot of the staffing stuff. And when someone says staffing, I mean, okay, I'll give you a couple of questions again. I can't find stylists, you know, I can't find management. I can't find assistants. Help. That's one. That voice was like me.
That's a pretty good impression. I like that. That's going to be me at dinner with you talking about my problem.
I was trying to answer like question sounded in my mind. Another one, young staff, and they put in brackets here, millennials.
Millennials and all of our problems.
I'm reading it the way I feel like they're saying it, right? So it says young staff, brackets, millennials, seem to only want to work 15 hours a week behind the chair. I'm not sure that's much of a question, but I kind of understand the question. But a lot of these are like just blurbs that we get yelled at. So it's kind of funny.
It is crazy.
No, it's a real problem. It's 100%. It's just when you see it, like my parents, when they all caps me, that's how I feel like some of these, you know, people, these were like hot buttons.
No, but like the generation differences when it comes to like recruitment and then retention is bananas. Like it is very different. And being in the social media world, speaking to a millennial, speaking to Gen Z, it's night and day different. It's crazy. I can't imagine how challenging it is as an owner.
Right. And finding and recruiting staff and then keeping staff. That sentence right there probably has 50% of what they're saying rolls into that somehow or some way. So I believe that psychology and the human mind and how it functions and communication really play a bigger role in the answer to a lot of these issues, then, this is easy. Go log into hireme.com. Here's how you do a post and try and get people to come and increase your Instagram and people come to your salon. Not that any of that doesn't work. It's just that I don't think ultimately that's what you need to focus on. I think what you need to focus on is, you know, how to actually speak to people, understand what people are really saying. And what you just said, the generational gap between people and communicating effectively with inside of that. And then, of course, using psychology to make a place where they want what they want and they get to a degree what they want, but then you get what you want too. And so we always see things as black and white. Like that one thing that I wrote right there where someone said, you know, millennials, they want to work a 15-hour week. Okay, well, let them work a 15-hour week, but it's got to work in your system then. And so how do we do that, right? So just as an example. So there's a million to read here. On the profitability side, raising service prices, should I, shouldn't I, how do I, point systems in my salons, what do you call it, like a, not point systems, but like what is loyalty. Some loyalty programs, exactly, that's a big one. Pricing and inflation, that's a big one. It's like inflation's going up and do I raise my prices, but I'm scared to raise my prices because I'm actually not profitable because COVID destroyed everything, you know, that kind of stuff. Finding better ways to become profitable. And again, everything kind of, it's like all of these end with, they commingle. They're like, this one here was finding ways to be profitable in salons and dealing with younger staff that wants to work less. So even in the profitability one, it's going back to the staffing one. And so when I look at this stuff, I care about all of these problems because ultimately, you know, we're a product company, but our customer isn't actually, I think of our customer as the salons. And I think of the salon's customer who's coming in is their customer, but I don't really think of them as ours. I did my job to get it to the salon and educate properly and get the staff excited about it. The consumers, we just think we build a great product and they should naturally want it. But I think of my customer really is the salon owner. So, and stylists that work in the salons. So to me, I take our job really seriously. So helping solve problems on behalf of salon owners and stylists is a really, really important part of what we do. And so sitting down and when we started the process to get, as you saw, you know, you were part of the collection of all of this data and we saw all of these problems. It was a little bit like, oh my God, I feel really bad. I was like, wow, COVID really was nasty to a lot of people and really difficult on people. So how can we help people more than just doing an Instagram clip saying, all right, today, be positive, stand up, rise tall, you know, that's great. But in our industry, I think they need technical specificity and like, here's what to actually do. And also, like I said in the very beginning, to realize that these problems are happening to everybody and to work as a team to actually solve them and figure them out. So this for me is a little bit of a, some people collect wine. Some people drink a lot of wine. I'm not saying that's you.
Some people do.
Just saying. People do all kinds of things. Some people collect stamps and some people collect fancy cars. There's lots of different, you know, there's a top for every pot, as they say. For me, I am not really, I don't have a ton of hobbies, but for me, decoding all of the drama and the problems and trying to figure out clever hacks or fixes to them and seeing that work in salons and then seeing salons do better really is like a passion for me. I'm almost more passionate about that than anything else. So when it comes to excursions, I personally am writing a huge amount of this myself. We got a whole team, we got a people, but I'm like literally sitting down every day and like, all right, so how can this end? And I'm lucky because I grew up in a hair salon. Like my first job I ever had, 16 years old, or 15 actually, I was totally illegal and it wasn't, you know, paid properly. I think it was like, what do you call it? Like child labor laws or whatever, were totally egregiously whatever. But I worked in a salon and I had to work my way up and I was an assistant and I had to learn every single element of the salon. And I grew up in the salon and then we built a product line out of the salon and went, that was 15 years. So I've just been in the salon and been in the salon. And even when we started Orbe, that product brand, I remember visiting Orbe in his salon and I remember how comfortable I felt because it was weird that I wasn't in a salon for a year. So I'm very comfortable in salons. And even when all the years at LBP and the brands that we've had traveling in the field and visiting salons, the minute I hear a hairdryer, it's a crazy thing. Like most people hear classical music or jazz.
The smell of fresh cut grass for you.
Like, for me, it's like the smell of a little bit of product with that hair dryer going on in the background kind of like relaxes me in a weird way. So I'm very comfortable in salons. I've seen everything because I've watched it from every angle. I'm not saying I know everything what to do, but I certainly feel like I've seen every problem that can be thrown at you. And, you know, a lot of people forget, you know, you were asking like, what is this excursion thing? It's really a continuation of something that I was really passionate about when I was at Bumble and Bumble, which was immersion, which was a 5-day course. Immersion was like the business 101 for the salon owner. It was like how to read a P&L, how to do this. And I don't even know if they still do it anymore because this is going back 20 years ago. I wrote that content. But after I left Bumble, we then started getting into these excursions, which were shorter. We couldn't spend 5 days. And also nobody wants to go 5 days, 8 hours a day and learn. It's just a different world now. People want to go like 3 days and they want half a day of learning, meeting people, and they want to have fun as well. So what's made this a little bit more difficult for me, because I'm not joking, you know me, I'll go all night long. We'll sit here and you can do this podcast for 4 days straight and I'll do it. I've got the content, I've got the experience, and I'm willing to do it because I think it can help. The problem is everybody else has got a lot going on. So people can't take 5 days and then 8 hours and they're already kind of burnt out already. So the challenge has been, I would much prefer to do a 5-day go. Let's go to Costa Rica, 5 days and 8 hours a day and just learn, relearn the business again and make sure we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's. I would love to do it. I think it'd be very beneficial. The problem is nobody would sign up. So what people are willing to sign up for is 3 days, 3.5 days, maybe 4 days maximum, but really 3 days and half a day. And they kind of want to get a little bit more specific and they don't really want the beginner's course. They don't want the advanced. They want the, here's my problems. Please tell me how to fix it. So that was a little bit more of a challenge for me because I always think of things holistically. Like you have to kind of understand one-on-one meetings with your staff in order to fix your retail, right? And people think of those things as decoupled, but they're not. They're actually together. So the problems now are coming in hot and heavy. I'm seeing them, I feel them, I get them, they make a ton of sense. So we've had to deploy a little bit more of advanced thinking now and human psychology to actually fight back some of these problems because they're real. And a lot of these problems are unusual that are hitting us too, which are compounding some of the problems we already had before. So it's kind of like a little bit of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a, not a dilemma, but like a, it's like a puzzle, a fun puzzle to put together to help people. And then the outcome of this is that salons will hopefully do a lot better. You know, we don't make money from excursions. I mean, that's, I always tell everybody, like excursions take a ton of our energy and time, ton of preparation year before we actually do them. And then we basically just offset whatever costs we have to put the production on. So there's not a money-making opportunity by any means, but I think the value it actually drives, if we were going to make money, the tickets would be 20,000, but that's not what it's intended for. It's intended to reach everyone in our network and give them tools to be better and more successful and problem solve. And, you know, and then of course, network. And I've seen such great friendships get built from these excursions. That's like, you know, there's just some great, every excursion kind of has its own, they all have themes in a weird way. So that's kind of makes it fun as well. And the reality is you've certainly got in myself, and I know in a lot of the other people you're going to be teaching, people that have a lot of knowledge and been doing this a long time and understand. And I can't say that there's a lot of that. I see a lot of concepts pop up all the time in the salon industry. And a lot of times I think they just try and be the opposite of everything, but I'm not sure that's the answer. A lot of things that are happening in a salon are time tested and actually work. And it's not about throwing everything away. It's usually just about modifying. And so that's, I think, kind of a little bit of an insight into what we're doing.
But I also heard that you guys like to have a lot of fun. And that's we what did. I'm excited about too. There's a lot of, like, right before you and I got on the phone, I was talking to the education team and we were talking about the curriculum, and without spilling all the beans, there's a lot of fun built into this excursion. And tell me a little bit about the Ocean Reef Club. Why did you choose this destination? I mean, from the pictures I found online, I mean, it's incredible. Tell me about it. What can people get excited about?
Okay, well, a couple of good questions. Number one, so it's Ocean Reef is in Key Largo, which is one of the Keys down here in Florida. And the Keys are beautiful. So Hemingway, that's where he set up shop. He would go to the Keys and write all of his best stuff. And I kind of get why. You just get this great breeze that comes through. The oceans are so beautiful down there. It's different than like a turquoise ocean. It's actually got rocks, and the beaches aren't like sandy beaches. They're rock beaches. They're very different than you think. The air is so fresh. It's just like you're in like the southern hemisphere at that point. It's just, it's like a magical place. And it's been there for a long time. It's some of the best sports fishing in the world. Lots of alligators and sharks and crocodiles and all that kind of stuff. The resort we're going to is like this super high-end. It's actually like a resort you can't go to. So we were able to cut a deal where we can, I don't want to say it's like, it's beyond exclusive. It's like
members only.
Members only. So we found this resort and kind of convinced them that, you know, they don't know what they're missing when it comes to salon owners. So we were able to get these, you know, I'm not a big drinker, but we were able to cut a deal that I've never seen before. So included in the ticket price is unlimited drinks. Inside of that price is it's all the food, all the rooms, and then as much alcohol as you can possibly drink. I can't believe that, actually, because I've just been doing this a long time. And so that kind of goes into the fun part. People tend to, at excursions, tend to stay up pretty late. Not that there's no clubs or nightlife. It's just people talk a lot. And it's great to see. You can see people like sitting at a fire outside in the night, you know, having glasses of wine after glasses of wine after glasses of wine, talking about the issues in the salon industry. And it's just, I don't know. It's a kind of a magical. So that in this environment, in this kind of exclusive resort, is just kind of cool. Now there's other things to do too. There's like four golf courses. There's tennis. There's golf. There's the biggest gym I've ever seen for a property. So if people like to work out, there's like every single piece of gym. There's an awesome spa if you want massages and stuff like that. They have their own runway for private jets. Not that I think anyone's going to be flying in private, but if you do, it can accommodate.
Problem solved.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what's been keeping me up at night.
So. Interesting. 90% of the time, that did not come up in our salon list of problems. But anyway.
Amazing. Well, I'm really excited, you know, really kind of thinking about like diving into this content and like what's going to solve problems, but also be the most beautiful location to do so while networking with the best, you know, top tier salons in the industry, you know, with education delivered by the best in beauty. So I can't wait to really get into it, to talk everything from staffing to profitability to recruitment, retention, retailing, marketing, education. It's going to be a can't miss event. And Tev, thank you so much for the time today and being the host of all of this. It's going to be, and I'm so excited to be a part of it.
Awesome. Thanks, Nelson.
When you need good hair, there's a place